This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
What I
Welcome to episode 156 of Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at the new live album from The War on Drugs, called Live Drugs Again. Their previous album, 2020's Live Drugs, is an absolute favourite album, certainly a favourite live album. So I'm interested to see how this new one stacks up, 4 years and one studio record later. Opening the show was Pain, from the new live album. That's an absolute favourite in its studio version on a deeper understanding, and I think it's even better live. Pain would have to be my second favourite War on Drugs song. My favourite is Red Eyes. To me, that's a pretty perfect piece of summery, energetic, upbeat indie rock, and a companion to any great road trip. The studio version from 2014's Lost in the Dream is epic, but even better is the live version from the first Live Drugs record. It really lets that infectious riff shine and best expresses the band's live energy.
I don't see it anywhere, I turn away.
This is A Sonic Youth, and that was The War on Drugs with the live version of Red Eyes. The formation of The War on Drugs can be traced back to Philadelphia in 2003, when the band's frontman Adam Grandisle met Kurt Vile. They bonded over music, especially their Bob Dylan obsession, and Grandisle began playing in Kurt Vile and the Violators. Around 2005, the pair began playing under the name The War on Drugs, and released a really impressive debut EP, Barrel of Batteries, in 2008. Their debut album, Wagon Wheel Blues, was released on Secretly Canadian the same year, and while it's nothing like the quality would get through the mid-2010s, it's a good album. Their 2011 follow-up, Slave Ambient, was better, but 2014's Lost in the Dream, and most of all 2017's A Deeper Understanding, are the band's masterpieces. Kurt Vile left the band in 2009 to focus on his solo career, though he did contribute to Slave Ambient in 2011. The War on Drugs is currently a 7-piece live band, with lead singer-songwriter Adam Grandisle at the head. And they've become one of the biggest indie rock acts of the past decade, crossing over into the pop mainstream and playing some big festivals. And I love The War on Drugs, they're probably among my 20 favourite bands. But their 2021 album, I Don't Live Here Anymore, was a massive disappointment to me. It just doesn't have the magic and the texture and the energy of the previous two releases. And tracks from that album make it into this latest Live Drugs record. So to answer the question from the start of the show about how the latest live album compares to the first Live Drugs, it doesn't. The original is back-to-back masterpieces, and makes it one of the greatest full album listening experiences in the modern age. This new one just has too many skippable tracks. So, for the final live War on Drugs track this week, I've got to play another favourite from the first Live Drugs. One of the things that makes War on Drugs live performances so epic is their ability to build and build up to a crescendo. That, and the incredible texture and depth of their live sound. A song that best describes this is the 7-minute classic An Ocean in Between the Waves.
I gotta know your mind. so hard to see. Hey, before the moon.
That was The War on Drugs with a live recording of An Ocean in Between the Waves. Next week on A Sonic Youth, we're going to be looking at Alt J's second studio album, This Is All Yours, as it marks the 10th anniversary of its release. While their debut album, An Awesome Wave, is probably my second favourite album of all time, their follow-up release is also excellent. So to see us off this week, here's a taster of the next show, written about the iconic movie Alien. Is Alt J and their typical bizarreness with the Gospel of John Hurt.
No space. L-shaped. Tetris. child seeking somewhere.
Just pass my trumpet. I'm in high.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.